Texas AG warns therapists of licensing risks in youth transition cases. Mega Doctor News, Austin, Attorney General Ken Paxton has issued a legal opinion declaring that the prohibitions under SB 14 making it illegal for healthcare providers to transition kids does apply to mental health care providers, licensed by the Texas Behavioral Health Executive Council. The opinion notes that the council's licensees constitute healthcare providers under the law, which makes clear that they are governed by state law barring funds going to those who facilitate the prohibited transition procedures. Licensees are defined as healthcare providers, in this sense for good reason, as the path to kids being transitioned often starts with unethical indoctrination by activists providing mental health care designed to confuse children about their gender. Thus, the legislature's prohibition on those unlawfully transitioning are kids, which covers not only any person or entity who provides medical interventions, but also an individual or entity who facilitates medical interventions, certainly applies to licensed mental health care providers. Any radical facilitating the transitioning of our kids is committing child abuse, said Attorney General Paxton. The law is clear that these radical procedures are illegal, and in no world should Texans' tax dollars be used to permanently harm children. This opinion should send a clear warning: there will be consequences for any medical professional, whether a doctor or a therapist, who is illegally transitioning Texas kids. The opinion's summary states, any licensee that facilitates the provision of unlawful procedures or treatments that aim to transition a child's sex are thus forbidden from receiving public money in support of those efforts and, separately, risk revocation of their licenses to practice. To read the opinion, click here.